This Town, OAR, starting us off. If you notice, the assembly is not playing today, so that means the show Speaking Tube will be playing, and that's what you're joining right now. My name is Jessica. Welcome to the show. This is a fairly new show, second one so far. And it's the show that's going to be bringing the men and women of the Coast Guard to the radio waves, sharing their music, just so you can get to know the men and women in the uniforms, but not just the men and women in the uniforms, but also the spouses and the friends that go along with it. And that's kind of what today's show is going to be all about. After a brief message, we're going to introduce my guest today, a couple of CG spouses and some of their friends.
Where did all these cloth reusable bags come from?
I don't know, but it's like they've been breeding in the closet.
We need to give some away.
Great idea. I'll wash and dry them, and then we can drop them off at the reusable bag library at C-Mart or Lakeside.
Yeah, and then borrow one from the library the next time we forget ours.
The reusable bag library. Borrow one, bring one back, and reclaim your closets.
Brought to you by Sitka Global Warming Group.
Alrighty, so today's show, we've got Lana, who is actually a wife of a retired Coast Guard member. How long was your husband in the Coast Guard?
My husband, he was in the Coast Guard for 30 years.
Oh, and he retired and you guys are staying in Sitka.
He retired in March and we are going to stay another probably 2 years so our son can graduate high school.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then we also have Dolores, and you are actually the wife of, and to be honest, I don't even know how to say it. I know he's a dentist and I know he's in the Coast Guard. So how would you describe what he does besides do teeth?
Does he have like an official title?
He is an officer. He is a commissioned officer. He is a lieutenant commander.
Okay.
With the Coast Guard and also the Public Health Services.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. And that's the difference between like your husband who's a pilot and mine. He's commissioned first by the Public Health Services.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. And now we have one of Lana and Dolores' good friends in town, Megan. And I'm kind of curious. So today's show, I kind of wanted to bring in the spouses and bring in a friend of theirs because with moving, I mean, that's part of our lives being military spouses, is that we're constantly be moving from town to town to town. And building friendships and building a home support sometimes isn't the easiest thing. So I thought it'd be interesting to bring in a friend just to kind of get an idea of what it was like. What's it like moving from town to town? What's it like making friends? And how do you make friends? I mean, it sounds like, are you going to sit at the same lunch table? Not to sound like that. But it's one of those things that we do deal with and being in the military, not just the guys in uniform too, but us because we're family members. So Megan, welcome.
Thank you.
And actually, I just want to say, Megan's the one who did the show today. She picked out all the music because Lana and Dolores were too busy camping and had no internet access this weekend. So she did put together the whole entire show. So I'm curious on how you guys all met.
We met at Bunko. We didn't meet at Bunko. Oh, my God. we met at Robert's, or I met them at Robert's birthday party.
Okay. Did the significant others know each other first, and then you guys met because of that, or was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Megan and I did meet that way, and Lana was also at the party.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I met Lana first when we our first year here.
Yeah.
And we were at the Eagle's Nest, and we were introduced by a mutual friend.
Okay, right. So for those of you who don't know the Eagle's Nest is the bar that is on base.
Right.
Where a lot of friendships probably do happen.
Yes. Yep.
And a lot of friendships might have got ruined. No, just joking.
Well.
So you guys met, Lana when you guys first moved here.
Yes, in my first year.
Okay. Right. Do you find it difficult meeting new people in town when you move from station to station? Is this your, Dolores, is this your first move?
This is our first move.
Okay.
And for us, it has been great.
Okay.
We've loved being in Sitka. We love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard other people, you know, complain that it is kind of hard sometimes, but I imagine that that's the case down south as well, mm-hmm. maybe even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I got a job immediately when I first got here, and I met people through the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed open-minded, and I talked to anybody who would talk to me.
So putting yourself in the community via job and stuff really helped you form other friendships, probably outside of the Coast Guard.
Yes.
Because I feel like the friendships in the Coast Guard kind of come naturally mm-hmm. because you're in that family almost immediately. And then so it's easier to make friendships in that family. And then outside, you kind of do have to put yourself involved in the community more to do so. Lana, how about you? Are, I mean, 30 years in the Coast Guard, you guys have moved around plenty of times.
We have. I've been with him for 20 of those years. So we've moved a few times. Mm-hmm. I met him in Mobile, and then that's where my hometown is. And then we moved from there to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that was probably the hardest place to meet people.
Miami's big.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big.
So do you have any, is there a difference? Have you noticed any difference between a larger city, a larger town, smaller town, easier, harder?
Smaller town, I think, is easier. This mm-hmm. is probably, Sitka has been the best place to make new friendships.
Oh, that's a new tagline for Sitka. Sitka, the best place to make friendships.
It has, for me, you know.
Yeah.
The people seem welcoming here. Mm-hmm. The Coast Guard community definitely is a lot closer here mm-hmm. than some of the places that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say Sitka's been pretty good for us.
Yeah. And Megan, you're not from here either. You moved into Sitka, right?
Yeah, I moved from Central Oregon, South Central Oregon.
Okay.
And I've been here for about 2 years now.
Okay, so you kind of have a similar experience as us moving into a town and making friends. How's it been like for you making friends in this town, or just with a move in general?
It's been all right. It's been good. My boyfriend works for the Forest Service, mm-hmm. so that's kind of how I ended up here. So we've met a lot of people mm-hmm. through his job, and then I'm a nurse, so okay. I've met a lot of people that way as well.
Oh, nice.
And I agree, everyone's been, like, very welcome and mm-hmm. nice and accommodating and stuff. So,
great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's kind of what today was about, just getting to know some of the family members and friends and just kind of talking about that, because sometimes people don't, I don't know, talk about it enough. I don't know. Anyways, so Megan put together the playlist, and so let's get into some of the music that you're going to hear today. Megan, can you kind of give us an idea of what the listener is going to hear today?
It's kind of a weird modge podge. When I started putting this together, I thought about different themes and what I could do, and I actually started out with like 50 songs. but I narrowed it down, and these are just songs that I really like that make me happy, that if I was listening to the radio, I might want to listen to. Some of them are songs that people might recognize with like a little bit different spin on them, so mm-hmm. covers. Mm-hmm. There's like some newer bands like the Kings of Leon, which mm-hmm. I love, and Avicii, and just kind of a little bit of everything. So,
well, sweet. Well, let's get into some music, and then we'll come back on the flip side. You mentioned Kings of Leon, and that's who yeah. we're going to start off with.
Yay.
This is Super Soaker.
Of All it'll take is just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit, out and away, through the screen door to the unknown. And I wanna love you and more, I wanna find you and more. Where do you reside when you're high? How can I find you? 'Cause I wanna send you and more, I wanna tempt you and more. Can you tell that I am alive? Let me prove it. You and I, we're the same. Live and die, we're the same. Hear my voice, know my name. You and I, we're the same. Live like a pharaoh, sing like a sparrow.
I'm Richard Nelson for Encounters. Here's one of my favorite wild sounds. That's a lone wolf howling beside the Nezetlin River in the Yukon Territory. For more stories and sounds, visit EncountersNorth.org, and you can like us on Facebook.
Airing Sunday mornings at 10:30.
Thank you.
was Hang Loose, Alabama Shakes, and I'm pretty excited that was on Megan's playlist because I'm in love with them right now. Before that was Live and Die, Avett Brothers, and then Super Soaker, Kings of Leon. So, do you have the same love affair for Alabama Shakes that I do? Is that why they're on your playlist?
Yes, I love them. I think they're great.
Okay, so have you heard them in concert before?
No, but I'm going to in a couple weeks.
No way! That's awesome! They're not, obviously not coming here.
No, I'm going to Las Vegas for, it's called the Life is Beautiful Music Festival in a couple weeks. And Alabama Shakes and the Kings of Leon and like Imagine Dragons and a bunch of other bands will be there. It's a two-day music festival and art and food, and I'm so excited.
That is awesome. Are you guys going with her? Is this like a girls' trip?
Unfortunately,
or? No. We were just talking about maybe ditching Stardust. And maybe going with her.
Making it a girls' trip.
Making it a girls' trip.
Well, sure. You can't ditch Stardust. We have a band coming from out of town to Sitka. You can't do that. But Vegas is one of those places I feel like, obviously we can't be stationed there because there's no ocean near it. But it's one of those places, like, I feel like it's kind of like on the life travel bucket list. You kind of have to go once, and if you like it, then you can go back. But if you don't, you're like, all right, did there, done that. I don't have to do Vegas
again.
Exactly.
And I think it's really easy to get there from here, too, and it's not too expensive.
Well, it's not too bad.
Is that a hint?
Is that a hint? You guys are planning a girls' trip coming up? You might be going back to Vegas with these two.
Maybe. You never know.
All right. Well, speaking of Stardust, Stardust Ball tickets will be available for early purchase this Thursday for members at the $85 level and above. Stop by the station between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The remainder of the tickets will go on sale at Old Harbor Books Friday. Tickets are $35 and the event is on October 26th. It's for all ages but 21 and up. So no, not all ages, just 21 and over. There's a maximum of 2 tickets per person. I'm pretty excited about that. I kind of have a costume idea. Not exactly yet. I don't know.
I have one or two.
One or two?
I may go with.
Do you do that normally? Do you kind of plan like one or two and then whatever you're feeling you go with?
Yes.
Or do you have like one that you have in your head forever?
No, I usually have a couple.
You know, I went to Stardust last year for the first time. And I have to say, I was impressed by the costumes.
People go all out.
People
on
do.
The costumes here, they make them from scratch and they start like way early in the season.
And it's intimidating because I've been to costume parties before and it's like put on cut out a beer box and put on and go as a 24 pack of Coors Light, you know?
Seems like it's the event of the year here.
Yeah. Dude, it's fun. I had it bought last year.
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, you're missing out, Megan. You can't go this year.
Oh, I had a good enough time last year.
What did you go last year as?
I was Snooki.
Oh!
I don't know if I should admit that on the radio. And then just my boyfriend, he went as the Situation.
So. Oh, so you guys did the whole Jersey Shore shindig.
Yeah.
You should see their picture.
Really?
They did a really good job.
Maybe I'll use that as inspiration for this year's costume.
I don't think I would, but... My coworker called it the night that I offended everyone in Sitka. So, it's a dangerous costume, but
all right, that's awesome. Well, on that note, let's go back to the music so we don't offend anymore.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
All right. So up next is a song that's actually a little bit of a cover. The artist is called Lizzie. Now, did you find the song because it's a cover, or did you like the artist before?
It was on a soundtrack I listened to.
What soundtrack?
The Safe Haven. I'm kind of embarrassed to say
Nicholas,
that I listened to that. it's my sister actually sent it to me, and I love it. It's great. Like, I love... Yeah.
Okay. Well, the original artist is Fleetwood Mac, but this is a cover by Lizzie. This is Go On Your Way.
If I could, maybe I'd
You are listening to KCAW Sitka.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes, so that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So
if you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
see for me that her hair's hanging down. It curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down. That's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to the one who lives there.
She was once a true love of mine.
Back, and that was Girl from the North Country with Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. And starting off was Go Your Own Way by Lizzie, and right after that was Wake Me Up with Avicii.
Very nice, Lana.
Thank you.
You sound like you used to have your own show back in the day.
I've done a little bit in Kodiak.
So when you're stationed in Kodiak, you did radio just like
I did. And
what kind of show?
At the public KMXT there. I had two shows, actually. I had a good morning show.
Nice.
And then I had a Sunday night show. So I played some low-key music for nighttime listeners.
Were you Delilah?
Something like that.
Really? Did everyone call you, hello, Lana? I just need a song for...
Yes, they would.
It was That's awesome.
Very mellow.
Very mellow.
No, but it was fun.
Very nice. That's kind of a cool thing. Well, that's my favorite thing about being stationed here is obviously doing radio and having the opportunity to do radio.
Exactly. You can't do that everywhere.
Oh, no. I remember sitting downstairs at the Larkspur and someone walked and I was eating. It was the first day we were here. We just got off the ferry at 4 a.m. We were having breakfast here and someone walked in. They walked upstairs and they're like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. He's in the Coast Guard. He's got a radio show. I'm like, what?
Oh,
what? You have a radio show? How do you do that? And they told me, I'm like, sign me up. And now I have a radio show involving the Coast Guard. Interesting.
Exactly.
We were talking about that the other day on the radio. How many people have actually started radio here?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that during? When was that? During one of the morning shows?
Morning, afternoon. I don't know. I can't remember.
So, Dolores, are you going to have your own radio show?
No.
Well, if you did, what kind of music would you play? What's your favorite music?
Really, I don't have. I don't know. I like all kinds of music, really, and I'm not a music connoisseur.
Okay. What was the last concert you've been to?
I'm going to date myself if I tell you. I can't even remember.
No?
I cannot even remember, to be honest with you. Oh, it's probably, I don't know, New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Oh, nice. That'd be fun. I've always wanted to go to that. I've never been.
It's awesome.
Is it?
It is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Great
music. That's the fest to go to.
Good food.
If you can only go to one fest, that's the fest to go to.
That's the fest to go to. Nice. Yes.
So, Lana, what was your last concert?
I'm thinking that it was probably when I took my son to Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado for his 15th birthday to see Avicii.
Oh, and we just played them. Look
and
at that.
We did, and it's one of my favorites now. I like to listen to that kind of music, but and it's fun to dance to.
So let me get this straight. Your son's first concert was at Red Rocks.
It was.
Way to set the bar way high for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. I don't think anything could measure up to that.
Have anyone else been to Red Rocks for a concert?
No.
Oh, my word.
It's beautiful.
It's almost like...
I've seen pictures. It looks amazing.
I'd love to, but...
It's the amphitheater of all amphitheaters. You know, it's outdoors underneath. It's unbelievable. I saw Jewel there.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't, we didn't go there just for the concert. She happened to be performing while we were in town and we didn't have anything to do. So we're like, oh, let's just go because we've heard Red Rocks. You have to go to it. And I knew of Jewel. But I wasn't really a super fan, and I left that. I'm like, I'm in love with her.
She's
good. She's great. Great voice. But I think it was partial the ambiance of Red Rocks itself, where
the
I kind of just...
sticks there.
Oh, my gosh.
And
she
yodeled. I think you could see anybody there.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't matter.
Who would be the ideal band for you at Red Rocks?
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews? Okay. Megan, what about you? Ideal band at Red Rocks.
I would probably agree. I love Dave Matthews. Yeah. Or I saw like the Mumford & Sons video.
Oh, I saw that too. I have that on my TV.
I think that would be phenomenal.
Mumford is one of the concerts that they're like on the top of my list. I want to go see them live for sure.
Yeah.
One of mine would be Zac Brown Band. I've seen him live so many times and I love that.
How about Pink Floyd if they were still together?
Oh, that'd be good too.
That could be a good
one. That'd
be
amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the lights show and everything out there.
Oh. Well, we could go on and on about this.
I know.
All right. Well, let's get back into... Well, first, Girl from North County, if you guys don't know, that's actually from Silver Linings Playbook, right?
Yeah, that's how I found it. Yeah.
That's a really good movie, yeah. And actually, we're going to get into another cover, which is done by... It's a Stevie Nicks song, but it's done by... What's the band?
The Future Birds.
Okay, how'd you come across this song?
There's a video on YouTube of Stevie Nicks when she's really, really young, and she was, like, backstage, and they were putting makeup on her, and she's getting ready for a concert, and she's singing. And she's singing this song, and it's kind of when she was, like, developing it, or I don't know. And she's just really young and carefree and singing it, and it's just... It's a really awesome video, and so I was like, oh, I want to hear that song, and I looked it up, and I kind of stumbled across this song, and I don't know, I love it. Like, if you watch the video and then listen to this song, I really like it, but...
Sweet. All right, well, this is Wild Heart by the Future Birds.
Thank you.
All right, so if you're listening closely to the intro of that song, Megan was talking about a YouTube video, and I played the wrong version of that song, but it is still the same song, Wild Heart Feature Birds. It's on YouTube, which is the cover.
The version?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's on YouTube. I'm not sure.
It's a different version than what we just played, though.
It's a different version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what's the difference between it? It's a little more...
It's not as twangy.
Twangy?
Can I say that? Yeah, it's a different version. All so, right. Yeah, I built it up a lot, but not quite. Yeah.
So, it's DJ error on my part.
No.
So sorry. Okay, well, what's this next artist? Jack Pinate? Pinate?
Yeah, I don't even know where I found this song, but it's one that I listened to. I was, like, really obsessed with it when we were moving here.
Oh.
So, it's like my Sitka song.
The Sitka song, Pull My Heart Away, Jack.
Yeah, you know songs like remind you of things.
Oh, yeah.
Like I listened to this like the whole very right up here. I was like really into it. So
sweet. So the new song for the Alaska Marine Lines, Pull My Heart Away, Jack Pinate. Here you go.
If I never leave, I'll ruin you. traveling north to find you. Train wheels beating, wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. Call out your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. Nothing at all in my head to say to you. Only the beat of the train I'm on. Nothing I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love is over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. How do I know I can come and give to you love with no warning and find you alone? It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't be long.
Just like
And while the Vitamin String Quartet plays Mr. Brightside, I'm going to give you the Alaska Zone weather report. For Sitka and Port Alexander, a strong wind from this evening through early Wednesday morning. Tonight, windy rain, heavy at times, lows around 46, south wind increasing to 20 miles per hour to 30 miles per hour in the evening, becoming southwest late. Wind gusts increasing to 50 miles per hour in the evening. Wednesday showers, highs around 51, west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour early in the morning. Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, highs around 51, southwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tenaki Springs, strong wind from this evening through early Wednesday morning. Tonight, windy, rain, heavy at times, lows around 43. Southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest late at night. Wind gusts increasing up to 40 miles per hour in the evening. Wednesday, showers, highs around 49. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, wind gusts to 40 miles per hour early in the morning. Pelican and Elfin Cove, strong wind from this evening through early Wednesday morning. Tonight, windy, rain, heavy at times. Lows around 44, south wind increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour, becoming west late. Wind gusts increasing to 50 miles per hour in the evening. Wednesday, showers, highs around 50 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour early in the morning. Angoon, a strong wind from this evening through early Wednesday morning. Tonight, windy, rain, heavy at times. Lows around 43. Southeast wind increasing 15 to 25 miles per hour in the evening, then shifting to southwest late. Wind gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Wednesday, numerous showers, highs around 49. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Wind gusts to 40 miles per hour in the early morning. Cake. Strong wind late tonight through early Wednesday morning. Tonight becoming windy, rain, heavy at times. Lows around 43. Southeast wind increasing 15 to 25 miles per hour in the evening. Wind gusts increasing to around 40 miles per hour late. Wednesday, rain in the morning, then numerous showers in the afternoon. Highs around 50 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Wind gusts to 40 miles per hour early in the morning. And finally, Yak Attack. Strong wind throughout tonight. Tonight, windy, rain, heavy at times. Southeast wind 20 miles per hour to 30 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest in the evening. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, lows around 41. Wednesday, rain showers becoming scattered in the afternoon, highs around 49. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming west 10 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Are you moping around the house because your job has been furloughed? Are you missing those throngs of happy tourists hanging on your every word? Well, here's the cure for what ails you. You can be a judge at the Drama, Debate, and Forensics Meet this Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th, at Mount Edgecombe High School. Call Coach Marcy Drake at 966-3212 to sign up. That's 966-3212. And thanks.
All right, so we got about 20 minutes left in the show, which it just seems it went by way too fast. It always does, especially when you have so many guests in the studio, too. Thanks for being here again, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for Megan for putting together all the music for us today. We heard, what did we hear? We heard Pull My Heart Away, Jack Pinade, Train Song by Ben Gibbard and Feist.
Feist,
yeah. All right. I'm just going to butcher everything. And actually, Ben Gibbard is the ex-husband of Zooey Deschanel, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found that out when I was looking through because I'm like, I've never heard of Ben Gibbard before. Cassiopeia, Sarah Bareilles, and then that was Mr. Brightside Vitamin String Quartet. So we got a bunch of music playing up, but we kind of were talking about the weather since I just had to read the whole entire Alaska zone forecast. And I always kind of thought it was funny when I moved here, everyone's different definition of the weather here. I know a lot of the guys in the Coast Guard, the big joke is if you have
the storm that happens here, and if it was in the lower 48, it would be a named storm, you know, because exactly. We have, but up here it's just called weather.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And then when we did, when I did tours one year, miserable drizzle was mizzling. Ah. Have you guys heard of that? Had
no.
That? No?
Mizzling.
Oh. And then, of course, like liquid sunshine has been another term that I've heard to describe the weather here in Sitka. And actually, Megan, you have something that's a different definition of liquid sunshine, isn't it not?
Oh, yeah. A couple months ago, I started a blog. It's www.liquidsunshineak.com. A shameless plug.
But what do you write about? So what is Liquid Sunshine AK? Obviously, you're writing about Alaska.
Yeah. It's only been a couple months that I've been doing it, but it's mostly just about our adventures here. And we take a lot of pictures, so I post those. And just kind of like everyday life here, because life here is a little bit different than places down south, and I just thought it would be fun to blog about it, and that way my family and friends and other people could see what it's like here. And then I'm a total nerd, and I follow like a bunch of other blogs, and just looking at them, craft blogs I really like, and cooking, and I was like, I could do that, so I did. And I've learned a lot, and it's gotten over like 800 hits.
Really?
In just a couple months, so.
That's way better than what mine did. I started one for the same reason, because I'm originally from Florida. So I moved all the way to Alaska, and everyone thought that was hilarious. Uh-huh. So we drove from Florida to Alaska, and everyone just started laughing at me, and they're like, a Floridian moving to Alaska. I'm like, all right, well, let me make fun of myself, and that I did I don't even know what I called it. It's been a long time since I wrote it. But my favorite entry was my farewell letter to my flip-flops.
Aww.
I wrote a breakup letter to my flip-flops. And that was like my favorite entry on my blog. My sister-in-law called me. She's like, that was hilarious. And then I haven't done it. But I had like five hits, and it was my family. So the fact that you had a lot of hits, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a fun project. So
yeah?
If anyone has ideas, too, it'd be... always up for new things to do.
Well,
so.
Now you can blog about the radio show.
I'm going to. I brought my camera.
Oh, sweet. We're making history on the blogosphere,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Happy to help.
All right. So this next song we're going to get into is a mashup.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yes. It's Snow Patrol and the Police.
Pretty.
It's Every Car You Chase.
Yeah. All right. Let's just get into it.
Thank you. Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Hi, I'm Megan Pasternak, and I've included Raven Radio in my will because I want Raven to be available for others to benefit from far into the future. Please consider Raven Radio's Legacy Fund in your will, estate plan, or major giving opportunity. For more information, contact General Manager Ken Fate or Development Director Amy Kramer Johnson.
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour. Un million de roses n'embaumerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fière de sa vie qui veut me tuer. C'est c'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume.
Sometimes I lay under the moon, I thank God I'm breathing, and I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around, because
unfortunately, we're going to have to cut that one a little bit short. That was One Day, Matsusayu. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, because I normally pronounce nothing correctly. Is that about right, I think? Matsusayu, One Day?
I have no idea how you pronounce it either.
Sweet. No one knows. If anyone knows, call us. No, I'm just joking. All right, before that we had Sympathetique Pink Martini, and I do not know French, so I have no idea what that song was about. So why was that in your playlist, Megan?
The Pink Martini, they are a band from Portland that I listened to when I lived in Oregon. So
oh, nice.
They're really good live, and it's kind of fun music.
It sounded old-timey.
Uh-huh.
And it had a very good, I felt like there's an old couple dancing really nicely around the living room floor. Like, that was playing in my head. Like, some people probably did that to their music. And then before that, Swimming, Florence and the Machine, and our mashup, Every Car You Chase, Snow Patrol and the Police, which I believe that was on a movie, too, with Adam Sandler or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show. Thanks for everybody for listening. This is Speaking Tube, the show that gives members of the Coast Guard a outlet to come experience radio and to share their music and get to know them a little better. And today we had a couple spouses and a couple friends, or a friend in town. And that's just really to get an idea and get everyone just, you know, it's not just the guys and the girls over there in the uniforms. It's also the wives that come to Sitka too. And I think, you know, just having a letting them be a part of the show, we need to open it up to the wives and stuff too. So anyways, because I'm a wife. Not like us. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Lana, Megan, and Dolores, thanks for being in the studio with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to come back. Megan, thanks for putting together the playlist while these two were camping all weekend. And yeah, every Tuesday when the assembly doesn't air, Speaking Tube will be on the air.
Next week, you have a guest host. Brandon will be taking my place because I will actually be traveling. But after that, I believe we'll be back in the air next two weekends after that. But up next, you have BBC Headline News and then the Mount Edgecombe High School Radio Club. So stay tuned. You are listening to KCAW Sitka. And to take us out, we have Feel Again, One Republic. Have a good night, everybody.
Been a long time coming since I seen your face. I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like a $1 million phone that you just can't ring. I reach out, trying to love, but I feel nothing. Yeah, my heart is numb. But when you
WXPN and NPR Music, it's World Cafe time again. I'm David Dye. When the Cafe's Michaela Majune asked our guest Valerie June why she called her major label debut album Pushing Against a Stone, she had a very good answer.
It's always there, stones are, different sizes and different shapes, sometimes a pebble, sometimes like a huge mountain you gotta move, you know.
Valerie is from Memphis, has been pushing her musical stone around for a while. Along the way, there have been a couple of local albums in Memphis, an EP with the Old Crow Medicine Show, and even an appearance on the MTV series $5 Cover. Her love for Appalachian roots-oriented music has always been what's important. A meeting in New York City led to the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach co-producing Valerie's Pushing Against the Stone with Kevin Agunas. She joins us today for a live session in front of an audience at World Cafe Live and a revealing interview with Michaela Majune. Valerie June coming up on the World Cafe.